In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please sit. For those who are regular here, lots of people away today, we pray for Kemi, who is from Nigeria. For those family members are here today who are from Nigeria, she's gone to Nigeria and sadly to put together the funeral for her dear sister who was murdered some weeks ago. So we can't mark that, just leave that today. So as we go through this week, please do pray for Kemi because she's precious to the life of the ministry here and for Io and the whole family at this time. But today is a day of rejoicing, a baptism and a celebration of David and Angela's anniversary. Nazaria will be baptized in a few moments. So just stay with me if you can. Just hear this. Why is baptism so important? You just turned up today. Thank you for coming. But why is it so important? Well, if you really understood its significance, this is actually the most important day of Nazaria's life. Why is that? We'll go home maybe and we'll remember this day maybe for the rest of the year, and gradually it will seep into our memory. But why is this day so important? More important than the day that she first rides her bike or walks? More important the day than she gets her GCSE results or A-levels or degree or PhD, who knows? More important even than her wedding day? Why is it so important? The reason it's so important and baptism is so profound is that Nazaria comes here today as Nazaria, and she will leave with a new identity. She will now be Nazaria, child of God. She will be adopted into Christ's family. And everybody who's been baptized, repented and been baptized, is adopted into the family of God, and you have a new identity. And we go through a very familiar theme here, so bear with me, those of you who know this, but I want to say it again. Nazaria will not be her job, whatever that might be. Nazaria will not be the school that she goes to, a university success. Nazaria will not be her car that she drives, or the house that she will eventually live in. She will not be her success or her failures. She will not be the money that she has in the bank or doesn't have. She will not be her sadness and just her joy. She won't be her time of life, young, middle age, old, retired, past it. She will be none of these things. Now, I can tell you, I say these things time and time again, that most of us think we are our job, our car, our background and our culture that we've come from. Important, but it's not who we are. So many of us name ourselves certainly by the job that we do. We go to a party and people want to know, what do you do? And they want to know what we do, because actually what they do in their heart is that they're judging you by the person that you are through your career life. And many of us do that by the job that we do. It is not who you are. Nazaria is a child of God. That's who she is. That's her identity. And that's why her baptism is so important, because she's adopted into God's family. She becomes a child of God, and that will sustain her through good times, bad times, sad times, tears, joy, laughter, party, success, failure, from beginning to end. It will sustain her right to her very last days. I'm a chaplain at the local hospital, Northwick Park. I get called out time and time again to come and pray with somebody who's at the point of death. The doctors have gone, bless them. The nurses maybe are still there, bless them. And they call the priest, and the heartbeat is failing, and the breath is weak. But even in that moment when I come and anoint that person, I can give them a wonderful identity, even at their last breath. I can say to them, John, Peter, Michael, who knows, Sally, Sandra, Jane, child of God. And they can die in peace because they are children of God. So listen, most of you identify yourself by your job, your car, even your football team. How crazy. The money you've got, your success and failures, your popularity, your power, your success. That's how you identify yourself. I'm from Iran. I'm from Wales. That's why we had that hymn, by the way, just now. I am from Wales. You're none of these things, ultimately. Every time I go to bed at night, having said the Lord's Prayer, I say to myself, before I sleep, child of God, that's who we are. And I could tell you an awful lot about baptism, but I'm going to finish with this. Begin, belong, believe, behave, bury. That's baptism. Begin, belong, believe, behave, bury. Why bury? Why bury? I was talking to a mum this week. We're going to have a baptism later on in August. She said, why bury? What's that got to do with it, vicar? Why bury? Because you see, at our baptism, all the things that we've done wrong, or will ever do wrong, all the things that we've said that weren't right, all the lies that we've told, all the behaviours maybe which didn't match the promise of God in us because we're made in the image of God, all those things that are, if you like, rebellion against God, our sins are buried for good. And we have a new identity, a new purpose, children of God, buried. And every time we come to confession, like we did earlier, what we are doing is we're going back to our baptism. And we are burying our sins because Christ died, he was buried. He took our sins with him. And then he rose again to new life in Christ. And that's what Nazari will share in at her baptism. New identity, buried. So listen, stop condemning yourself. Just believe in your baptism. Know that you are a new person through your baptism. And if you haven't been baptized, come and bury your past, your present, your future sins, and have a new identity. Become like Nazaria, child of God. Who are you today? Who are you? For a very long time, I was my job. I had a pretty high-flying job, extremely well paid. I would travel all over the world. I worked for a multinational pharmaceutical company. I was a high flyer. I was at the top of my career. And then my world fell apart one day. Fell apart. I had a wife and three children at the time. My world fell apart. I hadn't realized I'd become my job. I used to have a flash car. I used to drive it to work every day. I polished it meticulously. Barbara said to me one day, that's my wife, by the way, if you don't know, you'll meet her in a minute. Barbara said to me one day, you've become your car. How crazy. If only you could own today that you're children of God. You would walk out of this place free, free, free from fear, walk in a new life. You would live in the light of Christ. If only we knew it. And so together we pray that Nazaria will know it for her, and the family will know it, and the light of Christ will come into her journey for the rest of her days and into her home. Amen. So Nazaria, we're going to baptize her. All the rest of the folks who are not part of the baptism plan, just stay where you are, all right, but pray for her as we do this. I've got an order of service specifically for them. So let's all go over to the corner if we can for the baptism. Do come and join me, all family, come, everybody. Anybody connected with the family, please do come.
At the end of each of the sections, when I say, Lord, in your mercy, the response is, hear our prayer. Lord God, your Son left the riches of heaven and became poor for our sake. When we prosper, save us from pride. When we are needy, save us from despair, that we may trust in you alone. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray for your church worldwide, and especially here in our parish. Strengthen Bishop Luther, Lyndon, and all your church in the service of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We ask for your blessings upon King Charles and the royal family. Grant to our King and his government the guidance of your Spirit. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We ask that you watch over innocent civilians caught up in conflict in countries across the world. Heal the injured and comfort those who have lost loved ones, their homes, and their livelihoods. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the local food bank volunteers helping to feed people in Harrow. We are grateful to all the carers in our community who provide strength, patience, and compassion to the sick, elderly, and vulnerable. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who suffer in body, mind, or spirit, and for people who need our prayers at this time, especially those known personally to us. In Starlink are listed all those who we know are sick and need our prayers, and also Renee Joshua. We pray also for those who have died and may be known only to you. Help those who mourn their loved ones to experience the comfort of your Holy Spirit. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, as the children of this parish enjoy the summer break from school, we ask for your divine protection over them, whether they are at home, playing outside, or traveling. Shield them from harm. Help them to experience the simple joys of childhood and to make new memories. We pray for Nazaria, baptized today as a child of God. May she always feel God's love and guidance on her journey through life. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, as we step into a new week, we surrender our worries and place our plans into your hands. Grant us the wisdom to prioritize our tasks, the strength to overcome any challenges, and the grace to remain calm under pressure. Protect our hearts and minds and fill our days with purpose, productivity, and peace. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.